WTJKT Mobile. WTJKT Mobile. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Eric. How's the travel going this morning?
Overnight in Shelby, but only about a half an inch, and it didn't stick to the road, so it's going fine this morning. How about you?
Well, this morning, but it looks like I got to stop and get a little bit of air in the tire. I got to figure out what's wrong with that thing.
Tires in my truck, too. I got a TPMS warning last weekend in the snow, so probably just a slow leak over time.
Okay, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Patrick.
Going here.
Here.
Yeah, I was thinking Shelby overnight. I came out and I'm like, why is the hood of my car white?
A half inch right now, but it's real fine snow and still. And I hadn't been out, so I don't know about the roads, but the driveway is stuck to it.
It's closed today.
It's been closed all week so far. I don't even know if they're open today.
Go back today on 2 hour delay here, but probably not now. Right at freezing here, so it's 33 degrees outside.
I'm in Shelby, so I wasn't worried about the roads or anything.
Okay. CEF Mobile.
Good morning, Andrew. KO4HK.
File W2JKT.
Yeah, I'd had my radio in the car and just running off a cigarette lighter, and I tried to turn it up one day and it cut off, so I was thinking I blew a fuse. So I got everything out of it, and I finally got it back in a few days ago. Gonna find out the little, I don't know, the little spring that pushes on the pin in the middle. Just, I don't know, it just didn't make contact for some reason, and that's what made it cut off.
Figured it out.
Something be wrong with the plugs and something be wrong with the car.
Looking forward to trying to figure out where the exact fuse was for an EV. Who knows where they would have hit it.
Mine are.
2KN4TFW.
So how's everybody else doing this morning?
Snow, it's up here, so you need to come get it.
A little bit of flurries this morning.
We got about a maybe half inch to three quarters of an inch.
Need to hog it all. You need to send it on down.
All of it will be down there with you.
That's when we got it. Was on the perfect day. I mean, you know, Friday night into Saturday. I mean, it worked out perfect. Didn't have to miss any work. Got to play and sit around the house all day.
And it comes and then it goes.
We still have a little bit in our yard, our grass and stuff, and, you know, the backyard's super muddy now because that's where, you know, the dogs hang out, so it's going to be a while to recover from this one.
Mud season. The freeze-thaw, freeze-thaw, and everything turns to mud.
This rain's not helping. For everything to dry back out a little bit, maybe warm up just the hair so I can wash my car.
I'm at, that'll probably be the end of the month. Maybe next month before that happens.
I don't think it wasn't yesterday, the day before maybe. My car was reading 60 degrees. I'm like, good Lord, I can't believe it got that warm.
House, I don't think it's been above 40 and since all this mess started. So I'm ready for some warmer weather.
So we got ice and we got a good snow. I'm okay if it warms back up now.
I need a couple more.
Dry now.
I wouldn't enjoy the snow. I would still like it, but I also wouldn't be heartbroken at this point if it starts warming back up. Story says I'm back on the radio. I was driving to work a few days ago and I looked at the price of gas and it was like $2.69 right near the plant. And I was just sitting there thinking to myself, I'm like, good Lord, gas is still that high. And I realized it was at that moment that I don't look at gas prices anymore. Whenever I'm driving down the road like I used to, where you look at every gas station to see if one's cheaper than the other and then how much the cost of gas is going for. And it's just really weird to realize that I don't see gas prices.
You'll start looking at them again after a while, though.
Over there by work, it was 209, and now it's
I think it's 239 this morning.
Looked at gas prices in a while. And going from Brevard to Hendersonville, I could save about 85 cents a gallon.
I'll be glad I don't have to worry about that anymore. You're on the interstate this morning.
Stupid.
85, I think that's a concept.